we started talking before, and I wonder if we could continue. Now, were you saying before that you and Bill Collins signed up?
Bill and I joined the Army the same day.
Yes. Right.
And, we became real close buddies, and they've been buddies ever since.
Right.
I guess I phone them at least once a week. I live in Newfoundland most of the time.
Oh, have you come from Newfoundland?
I'm from Newfoundland.
Here?
No, I winter here now. I retired 9 years ago. So I come to Victoria in usually around the 1st of October and stay until the end of April. And, of course, I meet all my old buddies and whatever. But Bill and I remain in constant contact over the years. Went on some holidays together and whatever. So we've really been close. It's like Bill and the guy that just presented with the plaque, they've been real good friends. So at the same time.
Yeah, how long were you in the Queen's Zone?
I was in the Queen's Zone just for 3 years.
3 years, yeah. And that was
1963 to 1966. I got out of the Queen's Zone, went back to Newfoundland, went to work with a private company there, Pepsi Colorado. I worked with them for 35 years and retired at 55. And I'm now retired, relaxed, and happy. Very happy. And very happy to be part of this group.
Right. And what do you think makes the Queen's Zone Rifles unique as a regiment?
Is there anything unique?
Do you think there's anything unique about it as a regiment?
Well, the camaraderie that is amongst these fellows it's been life-lasting. It's, as I said, you know, 43 years ago, 40, longer than that, 47 years ago. And we're still friends, and you come here and you can tell stories and talk about one's success and failures and how their families are and whatever. Once a month they meet here, and there's usually 70 or 80 people that will show up for a luncheon. And, you know, we're all getting that older, but everybody enjoys one another's company. It's a good association to have been around. Very good.
Lasted over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, I come back to Victoria, not only for that, but my wife is from Victoria.
Yeah, for
a wife? My wife is from Victoria.
Okay.
And I met her here when I was in the Army.
Yes.
She lived in Newfoundland with me for 43 years, so I should come back here and live for a while.
So you met when you were at Work Point there?
When I was at Work Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she came back to Newfoundland, and we got married shortly after. And been happy ever since. I have three beautiful granddaughters and a son and a daughter. And as I said, you know, we enjoy it very much.
What are you looking forward to most over the 3 days?
Over the 3 days, I guess it's a... you just sort of reach this point that it's a celebration. As they said earlier, it's too bad the princess couldn't make it. But that's an act of God, nothing we can do about it. I'm sure she'd like to be here. But the show will go on, and the camaraderie will be there, and there'll be a few stories told, and some will be true, some will won't, but we'll enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
I wonder, can I take your picture as well?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.